USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is to host some top congressional Democrats at the White House today as the next deadline to extend government funding is looming. That is House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer sit down with President Trump to discuss his demand for border wall funding.
This is the first time we've ever chosen someone no longer alive as Person of the Year.
Editor-in-Chief and CEO of Time, Edward Falsenthal, saying murdered Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi is one of its persons of the year.
His murder has prompted a global reassessment of the Saudi crown prince and a really long overdue look at the devastating war in Yemen.
Khashoggi recognized as one of the persons of the year along with other journalists, including the murdered staffers at the Capital Gazette in Maryland, an indicted Filipina journalist, and two jailed Myanmar reporters. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The special counsel's case against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort back before a court this afternoon, a hearing to focus on the special counsel's charge that Manafort violated his plea agreement by lying about White House contacts. Manafort's agreed to cooperate with the special counsel's investigation into Russian election interference after he was convicted on federal fraud charges. Meanwhile, the president's son-in-law and advisor, Jared Kushner, says the president is looking at a short list of candidates to be his next chief of staff.
The president will make the right choice for chief of staff when he's ready, and hopefully he'll choose somebody he's got great chemistry with, great relationship with, who will help him navigate the next couple of years.
Kushner speaking there on Fox. Five Marines who've been missing since a mid-air crash off the coast of Japan last week have been declared dead by the Marine Corps. Another Marine also was killed, and one's in fair condition. The Dow Jones average opening more than 350 points higher at the bell this morning on Wall Street, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Some protesters making their presence known on Capitol Hill yesterday. What was the issue? Well, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Environmental protesters were on Capitol Hill pushing for what they're dubbing the New Green Deal. Former California Assemblyman Republican Chuck DeVore tells Fox News this is not a good deal for you.
I think that in America, though, with this Green New Deal, you're going to see indirect taxation. In other words, more subsidies, more taxes, more mandates and regulations. You're going to see more cost for fuel, and it's going to really hit the working poor and the middle class the most.
Men and women who own and run America's small businesses continue to really like what they see as they look forward. The Small Business Optimism Index for November was within sight of all-time highs, although it's down slightly from October's reading. Plans for capital spending and job creation were up, though. And the Board of Governors for the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences to meet tonight in Los Angeles to discuss who's going to host the Oscars after comedian Kevin Hart's abrupt departure. He stepped down after getting criticized for some old gay jokes he'd made on social media years ago. Reportedly under consideration to replace him, actors Hugh Jackman or Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.